but in the yesteryear they were referred to as Haynes. And even there were plenty of people back then in proportion to the population of the community who believed that Haynes really existed. And some people were, I have known of one particular old woman that was called a witch. And people believed that there were some people that was in possession of power, certain powers, that they could haint you or bewitch you, you know, and put a spell on you for where you wouldn't have any health. You wouldn't be in bed sick. You'd be able to go, but you'd still be, you was under the spell of this old haint, this old witch. Now, people, a lot of people actually believe that.
Were you supposed to be able to do something to get rid of the spell?
Well, you had to get back in the good graces of the of the one who implanted the spell.
Well, that might be kind of hard. what do you call a child whose mother and father are not married?
Bastard.
Okay, and what do you call the place where the dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
Graveyard. You're talking about now old terms. You want old terms.
Or ones you use today.
Well, today they're called cemeteries. Now, in these, some places, of course, they're called mausoleums. And, of course, when they're buried in these huge vaults, they just stay there for a certain number of years, and then they're, when, decomposition has run its course, and the family maybe has pretty well expired from that community. Those are taken out, and somebody else rents that space for their family.
Okay, well, what if you're buried in a graveyard or a cemetery, what's the box called that you put in?
And my mother was buried in a coffin. My father and my stepmother were buried in a casket.
Was it the same shape or was it slightly different?
Well, a coffin were built at home. There wasn't any such a thing as morticians in that day. Just as people died, they were just bathed good and dressed and laid out on what they termed and called cooling boards, which was just two 12 or 15 inch boards. Anyway, the table they put them on would be sufficiently broad for, they wasn't going to wiggle around anyway. And in a place where they thought would be the coolest part of the area, because decomposition would take up so quickly. And if the body wasn't buried within, 36 hours, that was pretty bad odor. But those that were homemade, they were just called coffins. And they were built in that coffin shape with the head like this, and come out like this for the place for the shoulders, the broadest part of the body, and then run off long to kind of pointed like that. You've seen photographs of coffin shapes.
But a casket is just straight?
Casket. Perfectly. Just like they are today.
Uh-huh.
Only they weren't fancy. They were made out of wood, just covered with a kind of a black plush, or a gray, or white, or you could get any color most that you want. And they weren't very expensive. $50, $65, $75, buy a right nice casket.
Nowadays.
It wasn't any such thing as hearse service.
What was the place called where you, or what is it now, called where you take the body to be prepared for the burial?
Mortuary. Like mortuary, and then we recently had a young man put in a nice mortuary here.
Hmm.